Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Arthur Keyes. Arthur, you're wearing a different hat this morning in studio with us. How do you want to be identified today?
Yeah, well, you know, good morning, Amy. It's good to be here. I love doing this show. How do I want to be identified? I think the reality, you know, we just have to go with, you know, I'm the former...
You're a farmer.
I'm a farmer, former director of agriculture for the state of Alaska. I'm a full-time farmer now. I was always a farmer, and now I just am having the joy of just wearing one or two hats instead of three or four. So
yeah, well, congratulations on being able to just be a full-time farmer, because I know, you know, I'd be the first to say you did a great job as Division of Agriculture Director, but boy, we're glad to have you back on the full-time farmer team.
I tell you what, it's been an interesting transition, not having to get up in the morning and go deal with state problems and then come home and deal with all the issues that arise when you're farming. And it's been actually pretty nice. You know, it's like a sigh, a breath of relief to just kind of focus on the things that really make my heart sing.
Well, Arthur, I appreciate you being in the studio this morning. As you know, you can tell I'm not there with you. I'm actually doing some of the state work. I am down in Juneau advocating for the agriculture budget right now. So we've kind of switched roles a little bit for the morning, I guess.
Good for you. How is it down in Juneau? So, tell us about Juneau, Amy.
Well, I think listeners have probably heard enough about the state budget over the last couple of weeks. I've been constantly bringing it up. So all I'll say at this point is we got a lot of good listeners, and a lot of people are certainly hearing all of the reasons why we want to support the agriculture industry in Alaska, the growth, the development, food security, all those things are hot topics down here. And we're glad to be down here reminding folks of the importance of the industry. So
I applaud you.
I think the agriculture industry is lucky to have the Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau leadership, down here advocating for them. And I'm here with that hat on, and I'm glad to be able to be down here and help educate legislators about the importance of agriculture. So enough about that. Let's talk about your new hat. The reason I invited you, well, of course, I'd love to keep having you on the show with regularity. You're a great guest, and you're always very in tune with what's going on in agriculture. But the reason I wanted to have you on the show this time is because you have a new farmer's market that you're launching this summer, right?
I do. Yeah, I've got a couple of exciting things I'd like to talk to you about. But yeah, that farmer's market is like central to everything that I'm doing right now. It's definitely the... probably the biggest thing that I'm excited about, and that is the Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market. I met with British Petroleum, their representatives, and signed a deal with them to create the Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market at the BP parking lot, and that's on the corner of the new Seward Highway and Benson. And that will be launching June 22nd and going through October. And super, super excited, super opportunity. I've been making the rounds around Anchorage, going to the community council meetings, speaking there and answering questions at those meetings about the new market. I think I've been to four of them in the past couple weeks. Excitement, a lot of great questions coming out of these community council meetings regarding the new market.
Arthur, for folks that don't know, how long have you been running the South Anchorage Farmers Market?
Yeah. So the South Anchorage Farmers Market, I started that in 2006. So this will be our 14th season, bringing, probably I think it's the best, one of the best markets in the state. Although some people, maybe you would disagree with me, but regardless, I've been doing that for 14 years. And that's a community event that, we have live music, we have... we have food, and of course we have farmers. We started with six vendors in 2006, and I think last year we had over 40 vendors at the end of the season. Yeah, and that's fun. That's farmers are sending in their applications right now on that one.
Yeah, so 14 years with South Anchorage Farmers Market. What made you decide that Anchorage needed another farmers market?
And you're talking about the Midtown location?
Yeah, your Midtown market.
So the reality is South Anchorage Farmers Market, it's packed. There's really not a lot... There's really not a lot of parking spaces that I don't have room for any more vendors. And we did a survey amongst the customers requesting them to tell us what zip code they're coming from. And when we got all that data back, when we looked at it, what we realized, South Anchorage Farmers Market, I started it for South Anchorage. That's where I grew up, and it's home to me in some regards. But the reality is people are coming from all over Anchorage to it. They enjoy the experience. It's a great time every Saturday. And so after looking at all these zip codes, it totally hit me. You know, we could do South Anchorage, more centrally located in Anchorage, same kind of experience, so that people aren't having to drive so far. And we can do both events. I think Anchorage is hungry for it.
Yeah. Arthur, you mentioned data, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, surveying your customers, finding out where they're coming from. How many, at your best guess, how many customers per hour are coming through the South Anchorage Farmers Market?
My best guess is about during the busy time from July on is probably about 1,000 customers an hour.
Wow. If we do a little bit of math, your market's open for how many hours on Saturday?
5 hours.
Yep. 5 hours. So 1,000 customers an hour for 5 hours. That's 5,000 people every Saturday. But Anchorage's population is how many people?
Over 300,000.
Yeah. So there's still a lot of people that could be looking for Alaska-grown products on every Saturday, right?
Yeah, the opportunity is huge. And, one of the community councils, I like to mention this, one of the community council meetings last week, one of the gentlemen asked me, he goes, well, do you think there's already too many farmers markets, you know? And it was a great question. I liked it. And I said, no, I basically said exactly what you said. You know, there's over 300,000 people here. We know that over 95% of the food that's being purchased here in Anchorage is being imported.
Yep.
And so the reality is, if you look at those numbers, there's an incredible opportunity that still exists. And what I said, Amy, is that Alaskan products grown in our high latitude environment, they're sweeter. You and I both know that. The carrots are eight times sweeter. The broccoli is sweeter. It'd go across the board. Everything's sweeter. And so the reality is if you can get your kids hooked on Alaska-grown broccoli or carrots, they're going to grow up eating healthy foods because Alaska-grown tastes so much better. The farmers market is the most direct way to get those Alaska-grown products in the mouths of these kids and families so that we are creating a situation where the industry is actually able to grow, where the farmers can grow more and, you know, get to the retail locations with it and just expand because the kids are going to eat the vegetables that are on their plate instead of throwing half of it away. And that's important, you know. So the farmers markets are going to increase opportunity for everybody.
Well, and, you know, these numbers get thrown around a lot, but just a reminder to folks that in, 2005, there were 13 farmers markets in the state. And I think in 2019, the estimation is that there'll be over 50 markets across the state. And that that growth is twofold, in my opinion. I think a lot of farmers are we're growing in the number of small producers we have in the state. And I think farmers markets is the quickest way to enter the market. Like you just said, it's the quickest way to get to your consumer's dollar. But on the other side of the equation, I think that Alaskan consumers are showing up also. They're demanding Alaska-grown products, and they're really looking for it, seeking out those vendors and those farmers. And farmers markets, again, are the best place to gain access, right?
They are the best place to gain access. And, you know, Amy, I've been an advocate for agriculture for far more than a decade. Actually, yeah, quite a bit long. You've known me a long time, and I've always been an advocate.
Yeah.
And one of the things, you know, that I've spoken about to young farmers or to new farmers is stay out of debt. I don't know if you've heard me say that, but that's something that I repeat. Stay out of debt. I built my farm. The first money that I spent on my farm, aside from seeds, was I spent $200 at Costco and bought one of those little green plastic garden wagons. And that's what I used to harvest everything into. I had a pickup truck, and I think my old 95 Chevy has probably hauled hundreds. I know it has hauled hundreds of thousands of pounds, one small trip at a time, of vegetables. Stay out of debt. The farmer's market's a way that a young person can come into this. You can do small square footage, small investment, and reap a huge reward. My hope would be that these young people reaping the reward are then able to grow their farm, buy land, buy a tractor, and do it profitably, do it without debt, and you know, feed Alaskans, get into the grocery stores and just expand. We need it because, Amy, I've seen farmers retire. I've seen some of the farmers that I started the market with worked with me for a decade and have retired, moved on. And for me, it was like a really weird, sad feeling to see some of these old friends. You know, you work with someone for over a decade or 15 years, and then you find out that they're selling their tractor and their land, and they're moving. They're moving on. They're done. And to me, I just found that just incredibly saddening. We need young people to come into this. Farmers markets make it possible.
Yeah, good. That's a good reminder. And quick reminder to listeners that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. And joining me in the studio this morning is Arthur Keyes, wearing a new hat for him, an old hat and a new hat. Old hat, you're back to full-time farming. Yep. New hat, you're starting a new farmers market in Anchorage. You mentioned the name Midtown Anchorage Farmers Market. So you said not starting till late June. The South Anchorage Farmers Market will be launching early May, right?
May, I believe it's May 12th this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Mother's Day weekend?
I believe it is. Yep.
Yeah. So a Mother's Day gathering celebration at the South Anchorage Farmers Market. Sounds good. You're not launching Midtown Market for another, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yep.
And what's with the delay?
So honestly, I think in the springtime, you know, we have plant starts and some storage crops, and there's going to be some proteins, and there'll be flowers. But the reality is the real flavor of Alaska grown doesn't happen until late June, early July. And when we launch the market, we need people to walk into the market and get a flavor of the taste of Alaska. And that's what's going to hook them. And that's what's going to make this market successful. That's what's going to make the farmers successful. So people can taste it. And so South Anchorage will cover we'll do the plants. And when things start to get busy in late June, early July, we're going to have this second opportunity that for the customers, for the farmers, and it'll be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about it. Arthur, for folks that haven't found you on the interwebs, on the Facebook or the social media, et cetera, remind folks where they can go to find out more about both markets.
Well, you know, I like Facebook. It's easy and intuitive to use for even me. And so that's where I would encourage people to go and take a look and see what's going on. South Anchorage Farmers Market Facebook page and the Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market Facebook page. Both of those will be updated regularly with what's happening. We do have safm.org, a website that probably needs to get updated. And then we also have AnchorageMidtownFarmersMarket.com, which is a website. It's very similar to Facebook, probably a little bit more information there for people to learn more.
Okay. And Arthur, are you looking for vendors at either market? If folks are listening and they think, oh man, I'd love to be a vendor at one of those markets. Are you looking for vendors, accepting applications? So, is that information available on the website?
Yeah, that's a great question. So at South Anchorage Farmers Market, we are not looking for more vendors. We, and just Amy, you might know this, but the listeners might not know it. At South Anchorage, we have vendors that are driving up from Homer. We have a couple of vendors coming in from Homer every year. We've got a vendor coming from Manly Hot Springs every year. We've got vendors coming down from Fairbanks, of course, Matanuska Valley, Anchorage producers that are coming. We're booked up on vendors there. Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market, if you are farming anything Alaska grown, call me. I absolutely would love to have a conversation with you if you are growing. I am not, for people that haven't visited the markets that I run, I'm not a big crafty kind of guy.
Right.
It's a farmer's market to me, and I'm pretty, I'm a little bit of a purist on that. We'll have a little bit of arts that people are doing and a little bit of food, but mainly we build this market around Alaska grown.
Yeah, Alaska-grown, farmed products, homegrown products, et cetera. You mentioned food. So do you have space at either market for value-added food products or food trucks, et cetera? Is that something that we'll see at your farmer's market?
So at the South Anchorage Market, we do have a little bit of that. And at Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market, we do have some room for that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think the food truck conversation is something that I'm willing to have with people. But I'd like to see the value that they're bringing to the conversation. So that's very, very important to me.
Yeah, well, what an opportunity for folks. You mentioned at South Anchorage Farmers Market, 1,000 customers an hour at the peak of season, and I'm sure Midtown will be just as successful. You know, that's a great location, and people don't have to go quite as far across town. Will folks see some of the same vendors at both locations?
Yep, that was really my goal, was to recreate that. And so I will have my license agreement I should have done maybe next week. And at that point, once that's done, that will go out to all the existing vendors at South Anchorage Farmers Market. They will be invited. They'll be the first people that are invited to the new market. In conjunction with South Anchorage. I don't want my vendors to leave South Anchorage Farmers Market, but I'd like them to double up and come to the new location if they're able to do that. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'll still have a booth at South Anchorage, and I'll also have a booth at the Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market. And the conversations I've had so far with the vendors about getting another truck and maybe having the kids at one location have been really positive. I've only heard, I think, one vendor has told me, I can't do it. But so far, it looks to me like most of what you see in South Anchorage is going to be at Midtown, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so great. Arthur, you said if vendors are interested in learning more, they should call you. Is your phone number on the website?
You know, my phone number is on the website. I'm fairly easy to find.
Remind folks that will be interested in coming to the market. You're talking both markets are going to be on Saturdays from, is it 9 to 2?
9 to 2. Same time.
Perfect.
Same time, different location.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I look forward to seeing it. One of the things that South Anchorage has become known for is the music. There's always live music at the market. Is that something that you're going to repeat at Midtown?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a sound system there, and we like to run that as an open mic, so people are welcome. Bring your guitar, bring your violin, bring your keyboard. We've had I had a guy that was accepted to Juilliard and ended up going to the Air Force Academy instead. He had a keyboard that was, the quality was out of this world. It was huge, and it was a total production. But he'd set up and play the piano, this keyboard piano, and whatever you musically are inclined to do, bring it down. We'll give you a T-shirt. We have I Jammed at the South Anchorage Farmers Market shirts that you're going to get for free. We're going to come up. We'll have I Jammed at Anchorage Midtown Farmers Market shirts. We're going to give you, if you come make some music, make music, have fun. That's the name of the game.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Well, congratulations on this new market. I'm sure folks are excited about it, both on the consumer and producer side, and how cool that, people have another opportunity, again, on both sides of the equation, both the producers and the consumers, another opportunity to source Alaska grown there in Anchorage.
Yep.
Another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio is Arthur Keyes, manager of two farmers markets now in Anchorage and full-time farmer. Arthur, let's talk about your farm a little bit, Glacier Valley Farm, and what is going on there. It's the end of March, and I'm sure things are almost in full swing production-wise. What's going on?
So my kitchen, my dining room table is full of plants. It's covered. So these are just going to be the first little shot. Once we fire the greenhouse up, there'll be nothing left in my house. But yeah, the first little taste has begun inside my kitchen. And I think this weekend we're probably going to turn the greenhouse on. So it's coming, Amy. It's coming fast.
Yeah, it's happening. You can definitely feel the difference in the sunlight and the daylight for sure. I think not only the plants and the ground, but we Alaskans are feeling it too. Everybody has a little bit bigger smile on their face and moods are shifting. So that's a good thing. At Glacier Valley Farm, over the past, decade, Arthur, you've been known for a number of different things there at the farm. I think when you and I first met, you were pretty well known for your zucchinis.
Yep.
And so tell me about what's going to happen on the farm in 2019. What are you going to be known for?
So you're right. I'm known for my zucchini. At my peak, growing about 2,100 plants of zucchini, and people were able to purchase that at grocery stores all over Alaska, as well as the farmers markets. I scaled back when I became director of agriculture. I scaled that back to about 1,000 plants. And I'm also
still a lot of zucchini plants, just for the record.
It's a lot. I mean, Alaskan zucchini on a nice hot July, you can get a pound a plant per day.
Of zucchini per plant per day.
Yeah. 2,000 plants.
I'm not good at math.
Well, 2,000 plants. I mean, theoretically, in a nice hot summer, you get a ton of zucchini, a literal ton of zucchini every single day. Yeah, so that was available everywhere. I've scaled back quite a bit when I was director on the zucchini, and I'm also known for my onions.
Right,
I have the sweet onions.
Sweet onions.
Yeah, Jens's sweet onions. That is my trademarked onion, And so you're going to see me grow zucchini this year. You're going to see me grow those sweet onions. And then, of course, I'm going to have a commercial. I have a commercial greenhouse that'll be full of the English cucumbers. And I'm going to probably play around with a little bit of potatoes, a little bit of beets, and probably a little bit of white turnips. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have
There was a time when you were known for your strawberries. Are the strawberries ever going to make their way back to Glacier Valley Farm, or have you given that up?
Well, you know, I grew strawberries right up until the year I became director. I had about an acre of strawberries, some of the sweetest, nicest berries you've ever eaten. I don't know that those are going to come back right away. I think I don't want to, I want to try and really enjoy the summer. I'm kind of a maximizer and can be a little bit intense at times. And I think this summer I'm going to do a little bit of relaxing, maybe a little bit of fishing. And so I'll maybe not jump into strawberries right away.
Okay. So zucchini and onion and cucumbers, we can look for those
you
to be available.
Yeah,
very good. And so on that note, you know, I think one of the things that happens as on the consumer side of the equation is the days start getting longer. We're noticing the sunshine. We expect Alaska Grown products to be available tomorrow. So we all have to be a little bit patient, right, and remind ourselves that it takes a little bit of time for those products to grow. So you said the South Anchorage Farmers Market will be opening that second weekend in May.
Yep.
And but when will we start seeing the influx of the vegetables? When does that really start happening? And when will you be at the market with product?
I will be there from day one, of course. I'll have the greenhouse fired up, so I'm going to have cucumbers from day one. It won't be until the end of June, 1st of July, when you really start to see, you know, the Alaska Grown products that are rocking this world.
Stay patient, folks, but it is coming, right?
It is coming.
Yeah.
Amy, I've got to mention a couple of things.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time if you don't. So you go ahead.
So I mentioned earlier, you know, about we need more farmers. We need young people to come into this and have the opportunity to come into it. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to be speaking in April at the state FFA convention.
And, oh, good.
Yeah, and they offered me the opportunity to speak, and the young man that called me, and I talked to him for a few minutes, and I said, how much time do I have? And he said, 15 minutes. I was like, oh, that's not enough time, and so they gave me 20. Here's the deal. We need more young people. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to speak, Amy, to these young people, that if any of them are getting a job this summer, and they're thinking they're going to work at a Taco Bell, or they're going to get a job working some fast food, making whatever, that if they have an interest in agriculture, I have an opportunity in agriculture. That they have an opportunity in agriculture, and I will do everything I can to help them see that opportunity. So I'm going to be there speaking about that. So if you've got FFA students listening to this, or parents with kids that are interested in agriculture, call me. Let's talk. Let's talk about what I see, because I see nothing but opportunity. And, you know, I wish I'd come into this industry, you know, 15 years before I did, you know, when I was 20 years old or even a teenager. Like I said, the opportunity is there, and I'm going to do everything I can to help see people see that. That's I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're going to be there. I think it'll be super inspiring for those kids to hear from someone who's, you know, you've had, I think it's well known that you worked for Car Safeway in the produce section for a number of years, and then you've been a farmer a number of years. You were the director of the Division of Agriculture, so you can speak about a lot of different things and then come back to the point that agriculture is where it's at, right?
Agriculture is where it's at. Let me give you some numbers that I found kind of mind-boggling when I crunched them. Let's talk about the radish, a little red radish that you see for sale in the grocery store. I was on Maui this December on vacation, and I went into the Safeway store, and they had the first 10 feet of their wet rack in the produce department had nothing but local products in it, and it had local green onions, and it had local radishes, and they were, you know, $3 a bunch or $4 a bunch or whatnot. But here's the thing. You can grow a radish in about 35 days from the time you put the seed in the ground to the time you produce a crop. Do you have any idea, Amy? I'm gonna make you guess. Any idea how many radishes are consumed in Alaska annually?
No idea.
Roughly $1 million.
Really?
So, yeah, roughly $1 million. So we're talking about something maybe $70,000, $80,000 a month in radishes are consumed. We've got a 5-month growing window, roughly. We'll call it a 4-month growing window. So we know radishes have a quick turnaround time, 35 days. How many different crops can you produce off a piece of land? You know, when you start talking 35-day turnaround, you're talking it doesn't take much land to produce you know, to chase that $70,000 in radish sales that are happening every single month. Well, how much does a young person who's in college, you know, and getting their summer job, how much are they going to make that summer? You know, would, if they could make $5,000 selling radishes for the month, I mean, could you make that working at a fast food restaurant?
No.
I don't think you could. But I think
not if you were managing.
Yeah, unless you're the boss. But I mean, it's a summer job for a young person.
Right. Yeah.
That's just radishes. You know, I saw this. They also had green onions sitting there, and I bet you, and I haven't crunched the numbers on green onions, but I bet it's twice as much green onions are sold as radishes.
And well, I can remember when I worked there at the Division of Agriculture, and we were working with the retailers on trying to get them to showcase some more local products. And I distinctly remember that radishes was something that the different produce managers would ask for. Can't we get an Alaskan-grown radish into the grocery store? And I don't think that that's being done. There's probably a ton of demand at the farmer's market for radishes. But, boy, if someone wanted to scale up and get into the grocery stores, there's a lot of opportunity. That's, I assume, where that $1 million in sales is happening, right?
Yeah, that's where it's happening.
Yeah.
And just so people understand, when I say the radish, if you haven't had an Alaskan radish, buy one at the and go buy a bunch at the farmer's market, and go eat them, and then
you'll
go
never eat store bought radish again.
No, you won't, because they don't even compare. They're so much better. So opportunities there. I'll be speaking about it. I'm going to do everything I can to help people see the opportunity.
That's great. And I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I want to talk to you about is the Drive Your Tractor to Work Day.
Drive Your Tractor to Work Day. What on earth is that?
Yes, that is a thing that everyone's going to do someday. They're not everyone's doing it today, but they're going to do it someday. And we're starting here. Back in 2017, when I was the director of agriculture, raising awareness of agriculture was paramount in my mind to what needed to happen at the Division of Ag. Ag Day is the first Tuesday in May. And there's proclamations at the division office that have been signed by the governor from Hammond up until Governor Walker, you know, in 2018. So these proclamations have always traditionally been signed in Juneau and mailed to the Division of Ag, and they hang them up in the office. No one ever sees them except, you know, the director, or if you happen to go visit the Division of Ag office, then you might see them. And you might not know what they're about. You might have to sit there and go read them. Oh, yeah. And you're reading like, oh, yeah, Alaskan Ag, the governor did say that it mattered. Well, in 2017, I wanted to celebrate Alaskan Ag Day. And so I started out by driving my John Deere tractor from my farm to the Division of Ag office. I had made a Facebook Live video of it, and I talked about
it
how
it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I made a conversation about how it was important to the community, economy, and Alaska grown. And that. Well, the following year, Governor Walker reached out to me and said, I have this Ag Day proclamation that needs to get signed. And he goes, do you have any ideas for it? And I was like, yes, I do. That was April 30th in 2017. And I think May 5th was the Monday before Alaskan Ag Day on 2018. So the governor came to my farm on the Monday before Alaskan Ag Day. Came there at 7:30 in the morning. We had 15 tractors lined up. We had farmers all over the valley lined up. And the governor led a procession of tractors from my farm to the Division of Ag, and we filled the parking lot with tractors. Then the governor signed the Ag Day proclamation at the Division of Ag with about 20 farmers in the room with them. It's the first time it's ever happened. And,
So
that's my long story about it. But here's the deal. Yep. The third annual Drive Your Tractor to Work Day is going to be May 6th, 2019. And that's coming up in a little over a month. And we will be driving from my farm here into Palmer, and I fully plan to see if I can fill the parking lot at the pavilion across from the train depot with farm tractors. And I am working on sponsorship and see if we can provide a free Alaska-grown breakfast to participants that drive a tractor and to anybody that wants to come and look at the tractors. There will be free Alaska-grown breakfast there. And so that is May 6th.
May 6th. Yep. The first Monday in May, because the first Tuesday is Alaska Ag Day. So Drive Your Tractor to Work Day. I think I've seen a Facebook page launched for that. So, Arthur, I appreciate your willingness and desire to continue talking about agriculture, raising the awareness, and getting people paying attention, regardless of whether you have that state job anymore. So thank you so much for being a guest on Ag Matters Radio this morning. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing. And, thanks for being there.
Thank you, Amy.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.